Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Welcome to Monsters Among Us, Junior. I'm your guide, Derek Hayes. Hello, ghost ghouls and goblins. Welcome back to another installment of your favorite paranormal podcast. My cohort, Delaney Bowers, will be with us shortly. But before we bring her on, I have a few stories I would like to share with you, beginning with a call from one of my best buddies. Please welcome Kai from the state of Ohio.
Hi, my name is Kai. I live in Ohio. So I was in my room, and I have an attic in my room. The attic's in my closet. My sister, Jocelyn, she opened up the attic with the broom. And she saw a white mummy-like figure in the attic. And once we checked again, it wasn't there.
Thank you, Kai. Now, most listeners might not realize this, but Kai is my nephew. And he shared this story with Sarah and I this summer when he was out here for a visit. I told him he had to call the story in, and thankfully he did. Now, I remember when I was a kid, I was terrified of several different attics. When I was very young, there was some sort of holiday get-together at my great-grandmother's house, and she had this staircase in her living room that seemingly ended right at the ceiling. So if you were to walk up the steps, you would eventually hit your head. Now, as a young kid, I didn't realize there was an attic hatch or a door that you had to open at the top. But for some reason, that staircase really spooked me out. I still think about it 40 years later. And maybe for good reason. Because according to Kai and his sister, Jocelyn, there might be mummies up there in the attic. And speaking of mummies, I happen to know both Kai and his sister recently made a trip to the coast of Oregon. And coincidentally, there just so happens to be a legend from up there of a mummy-like monster said to roam the highways of the Beaver State. I'm talking about Oregon's Bandage Man.
The Bandage Man of Cannon Beach. The Bandage Man is a phantom of a man completely wrapped in bandages that haunts this small community. The bloody figure, who smells of rotting flesh, jumps into vehicles passing on a road outside of town, notably pickup trucks or open-topped cars, but also sedans, station wagons, and even sports cars. Sometimes the mummy breaks windows or leaves behind bits of bloody or foul-smelling bandages. He appears on the short approach road connecting U.S. Highway 101 to Cannon Beach. Between the town and where Highway 26 intersects with 101, the phantom always vanishes just before reaching town.
That clip courtesy of Dark Matter Digital and Audio Burst. Spooky stuff, Kai. And I'm happy to hear that you didn't run into any other bandaged bad guys while you were out here on the West Coast. Now, kiddos, if you have a story you would like to share here on Monsters Among Us, Junior, Get your parents' or guardian's permission first. Then call 833-MAU-KIDS. That's 833-MAU-KIDS. Or you can record your story on your phone and email the file to us at monstersamongusjr@gmail.com. Now let's share one more call before we bring in the MAU Meemaw. Please welcome Killian from the state of Iowa.
Hi, my name is Killian. I am from Iowa, and this is my story. It was 5 a.m. in the morning. I was getting some water, and I saw a creature standing with its head down. It was a little shorter than me, like I'm 5 feet or 5'3". It was dark in my room, and it was humanoid with a big head, and I could not see its eyes. I went under the covers and did not move another muscle for the rest of the night. Yeah, it was scary. Love your podcast. Love your work. Bye.
Thank you, Killian. A big-headed humanoid. That's not something you want to see when you're peering through the dark. But what do you suppose it was? A big head might suggest that it was an alien. Many depictions of aliens include a large, pear-shaped head. But there are also urban legends that could be used to explain what Killian saw. The Melonheads from Ohio, Connecticut, and Michigan come to mind. But more on them at another time. Of course, there's also the possibility that this was some sort of ghost or haunting. Now, why the entity would have such a large head? Your guess is as good as mine. But whatever it was, I'm glad that I didn't run into it. And I'm sorry that you did, Killian. But we thank you for sharing the account here with us. Now, gang, this isn't the last we talk tonight. But for the time being, it's time for me to hand this thing off to the trusty hands of your MAU Meemaw, Delaney Bowers. Don't worry, kids. She's not nearly as scary as she seems.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Derek. Well, my little bizarro besties, if there's one thing I'm absolutely sure of, it's that getting a card or handwritten letter or care package in the mail is truly one of life's greatest joys. I mean, my bills go directly in the trash, but a birthday card with a sweet note and a $5 bill inside? Chef's kiss, no notes. My heart is happy. And the men and women of the United States Postal Service are the unsung heroes of our community. Day in and day out, they dodge yapping dogs, ginormous potholes, and overgrown lawns to deliver our precious mail. But what about those postal workers who love their job so much that even death can't stop their daily route? Jack from the Lone Star State might have an answer for us.
My name's Jack and I'm from Texas. So this happened when I was about, I don't know what age I was. So I was just sitting doing something and then I saw a mailman. He was colored and he was a full mailman. He was just standing at the wall. I looked at the wall, looked back, he was there. I looked at the wall, he was gone. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
What a story, Jack. And it also reminds me of a legend out of Elk Mound in Dunn County, Wisconsin. Built in 1937, the Mound Hill Lookout Tower is a three-story stone structure that resembles a medieval castle. A few years after Mound Hill was constructed, citizens planted a tree on top of the building alongside a granite marker dedicated to all the deceased rural letter carriers of Dunn County. Visitors to the Lookout Tower have reported hearing the sound of letters rustling in a bag and feeling ghostly hands on their backs. I guess the Postal Service's unofficial motto of neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds, should be updated to include the afterlife as well. We appreciate you taking the time to call in, Jack.
You will read in Paul the implications that...
You know what? Let's stick with spooky calls from the state of Texas for just a little bit longer. Eric, the stage is all yours.
Hi, I'm Eric. I'm 14 from San Antonio, Texas. This happened a week after a sleepover that I had with friends. And at that sleepover, he lives on a big property filled with deer. And so we decided to go skinwalker hunting just for fun, walking around his property with a flashlight. Didn't find anything, went to bed. Then a week later, I was laying in bed. It's like 2 a.m. And I get up to go turn on the light to get some water. And as I get up, I see out of my window blinds this weird, scaly, skinny-looking animal leg looking thing. And so I turn the light on and I stand up on top of my bed to look out above the window, and I see these two red eyes in the scaly legs. It looks up at me and kind of turns its head like it's confused, and then it just turned around and disappeared. So I instantly turned my light back off and ran to the bathroom and closed the door because I was so terrified. That was a year ago and it still scares me. So I don't know if it was Skinwalker or another paranormal creature, but thank you. Love your podcast. Bye.
Eric. You can't be surprised if you decide to go monster hunting and then actually find a monster. That's the whole point. But encountering it right outside your bedroom window? No, thank you. I will say, though, that the Skinwalker legend comes from the folklore of the Navajo Nation, or Diné people, who live in Arizona, Utah, and New Mexico. So I'm wondering if the scaly, skinny, red-eyed animal you witnessed that night was another cryptid entirely. In fact, there has been an unsettling creature lurking around San Antonio recently. A report from the beginning of October 2025 comes from a jogger who was on a late-night run through Hardburger Park. The witness claims to have seen a 10-foot-tall, lanky wolf with a big, bushy tail. Another witness spotted something similar underneath a tree near a gazebo at San Pedro Springs Park. Although they describe the non-humanoid entity as tall and lanky, with thin arms and thin legs. While these two reports didn't note the scaly skin like our caller mentioned, could these anomalous animals have any connection to Eric's sighting? I truly believe only time will tell. And right now, time is telling me to get the heck out of here, and so scoot I shall. Derek, take the wheel.
Thanks, DB. How about it, everyone? Are you ready to drive this thing home? Please welcome Rufino, out of the state of Oregon.
Hello, my name is Rufino, and I live in Portland, Oregon. I am 7 years old, and this story takes place in Newburgh, Oregon. Me and my mom, dad, and little brother named Ronan, that's almost 2, went to this cabin to have a birthday for my mommy. And Ronan was asleep in the cabin. Me and my mom and dad were looking at the stars. We saw this flashing light that went flash to black. And it was definitely not a plane or satellite, because I do not think that. And I wanted to go inside because I was really freaked out. And the second story is me and my dad were driving in the car one night and I saw this monster from YouTube named the Siren Head standing behind a tree. And when I got out of the car, it was gone. And my last story is when I was little, I saw these Sato people that I know you all love. And they look like aliens. Like really, 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 really weird aliens. And that's all my stories for now. I'll be back, Monsters Among Us Jr. Bye!
Thank you, Rufino. Black flashing UFOs, alien-shaped shadow people, and the Siren Head. Sounds like a super active area to me. And we already touched on it a bit at the beginning of the show, but the state of Oregon is full of paranormal mysteries. You have the Bandage Man, as I mentioned before. Then there are tons of Bigfoot sightings up there. There are also creatures like the Hide Behind, the Devil's Lake Monster, and Colossal Claude, another lake monster. The point here is that the state is purportedly full of paranormal activity, just like Rufino said it was. So thanks again, Rufino, for taking the time to call in. And thank you, Monsters Among Us Junior listener, for tuning in here tonight, because that's going to do it for this episode. Monsters Among Us Jr. is written and produced by Derek Hayes and Delaney Bowers, edited by Connor Ryan, and additional support is provided by Sarah Carter Hayes. Copyright Red Crow Media. All media used in this production is done so under the protection of fair use. Tonight's score was provided by Iron Cthulhu Apocalypse, Co.AG Music, and Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. And lastly, the Monsters Among Us Jr. theme was written and produced by our friend, Ali Mamarian. Now thanks again for tuning in, everyone. Delaney and I will be back in 2 weeks with a brand new installment. So get those stories into us as soon as possible. And of course, keep it spooky. And have yourselves a good night.